You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. The tightening of voting rules in New Hampshire over the last decade, part of a nationwide effort in red and purple states, has left many voters confused and intimidated. The League of Women Voters New Hampshire has provided a guide called What You Need to Know About Voting in New Hampshire to answer the most common questions. Find it at the League's New Hampshire website. Visit your town or city clerk's office to register to vote, or in New Hampshire, you may register at the polls, but you must bring official photo ID, a birth certificate or naturalization papers, and something that shows where you live, like a bank statement or utility bill. When you register, you'll declare your party or register as undeclared. If you want to vote for a candidate not of your party in the primary, you'll need to switch your party affiliation, then switch back to your party or undeclared. It's now too late to vote absentee in the New Hampshire primary, as that had to have been done 10 days in advance or earlier. To vote, you'll need a driver's license, U.S. passport or card, valid student ID, or other ID acceptable to the moderator or the town clerk. If you don't have a photo ID, you may sign an affidavit saying that you are who you claim to be, and your photo will be taken. If you have more questions, talk to your town clerk. Know your rights and be part of our democracy. Remember that Granny D said, "Democracy isn't something we have, it's something we do." For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.